Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the World of Ink Network, founded in 2011 by Virginia Grenier and Marcia Cook. Their vision was to start a radio show that helped writers reach their dreams. The World of Ink has a wonderful group of hosts who are dedicated to delivering shows to entertain and inspire listeners. The World of Ink Network shares resources that introduce tips, products, and services to help strengthen, support, and challenge those who love writing and the written word. Their hope is to bring not only authors, illustrators, and publishers together, but screenwriters, directors, and producers. New to the network will be a variety of special shows, bringing not only entertaining shows, but informative discussions on timely subjects. To learn more about us, go to www.worldofinknetwork.com or visit us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Good evening, everybody. This is Virginia Grenier here on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio. We are doing a special show this evening, but before we get into that, I was going to go into some of the things that are going on here at the World of Ink. Just so our listeners know, we have updated our website just recently, so if you go to worldofinknetwork.com, you can check out some of our new services, advertising that we're offering, you can sign up to be a show guest, and we're also going to be offering online writing classes as well soon, so you can check out all that information. And if you are interested in any of the things that we have to offer, we have our contact page, and you can just send us an email, and we will get back to you, or you can contact us through Blog Talk Radio. So this evening, we have two young authors who just wrote a picture book called The Magic Fence that are joining us, which is Abigail and Sarah. So I want to welcome them to the show. How are you girls?
Good.
Good.
So I would like for you guys to share a little bit about yourselves. So I'm going to have Abigail first. You can just say how old you are and some of the things that you like to do.
All right. I'm 8 years old, and I like to read and write, and I like to go on the boat a lot with my parents.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Really, yeah, it is a lot of fun.
And Sarah, how old are you? And would? Oh, I'm sorry, Abigail. Go ahead.
I really enjoyed writing the book. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. We're excited to have young writers on the show and a young illustrator. Sarah, can you say how old you are and what you like to do?
I'm 8 years old. And I really like to read, write, play golf, draw, and lots of other fun stuff.
Cool. That sounds like fun. I'm in an area where we do a lot of golf, and we have lots of golf courses out where I'm at. So I don't go out on the green very often, but my son does, and he enjoys, and I have a lot of friends who enjoy golfing. So that's fun that you're already golfing at such a young age. So you guys got together, and you wrote a picture book and illustrated The Magic Fence. Now, was this a project that you guys did in school, or is it something you guys decided to do over the summer? How did you guys kind of get together to decide to write this book and illustrate it?
Yeah, like we did it over the summer.
And I just kind of started writing a story, and my grandma knew a publisher, which, and so then we got it published.
Did you guys hang out together a lot over the summer and talk about the different story, or Abigail, did you mostly just write the story and then share it with Sarah afterwards?
I kind of did it, but then we talked about it more afterwards.
And can you kind of share, both of you guys can kind of share, but what's the story mostly about? when you guys were when you worked on the Magic Fence? What would you say your story is mostly about for those who want to read it?
It's like about two girls who were best friends, and their names were Alice and Annie, and the mean fairy came and she separated their houses with a magical fence, and mm-hmm. the girls tried to find a way to take the fence down.
And what's your guys' favorite part of the book?
Probably, I like whenever they find the mean fairy's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they were so surprised, they were screaming, and then the mean fairy accidentally told them how to take the fence down. And that's probably my favorite part.
Yeah, that's my favorite part too.
Yeah, what's your favorite illustration in the book?
I really like the nice fairy, mm-hmm. the picture of just a nice fairy.
And my favorite picture is the picture of the jewel sitting on uh-huh. top of the fence.
Oh, fun. So, When you were writing the book, Abigail, did your mom or your grandma help you with a lot of the writing process and getting the book ready for publication, or how did you get that?
Yes, well, I started off just kind of writing a story, and then I showed it to my parents, and I spelled it a couple words wrong, and then Sarah helped me draw the Sarah drew the pictures, and then my grandma, since she knew the publisher,
mm-hmm.
we gave it to her, and then she liked the book a lot, so then we got it published.
Mm, that's fun. Now, when Sarah's working on the pictures, did Sarah just draw a bunch of pictures and show them to you, or did you guys talk about the different pictures and what you'd like to see?
Yeah, we talked about what we should do, and
we had a sleepover when we did it and talked about mm-hmm. them at the sleepover.
It was like really fun.
That sounds like fun. Now, do either of you guys, are you taking any, like, special classes, like, in your communities or at your school for writing and illustrating, or is it just something that you've just learned from being in school?
It's just something that we learned from being in school.
Yeah.
Do you guys go to, like, a regular school? Are you guys homeschooled?
We go to a regular school.
Yeah.
Have you guys shared your book at school with the other students? Has your school let you do that yet?
Yes.
Was it like a big assembly, or did you just read it to your classes?
We just read it to our classes.
Yeah. And I read it to some of the little, the younger classes, like pre-K and kindergarten.
Uh-huh. Did they like the story?
Yeah, they liked it a lot. And we talked to this one girl who put it at Bowles, our school, who put it on the Bowles website.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's fun. Are the kids at your school surprised that you guys are published, you know, writers? Because, I mean, usually when authors come to a school, they're, you know, older, like your parents, so... Are the kids surprised that someone as young as you guys can actually write a book and get it published? You get a lot of questions?
Yeah, they're pretty surprised.
Yeah.
Have any of your classmates decided to write a book themselves now since they saw that you guys have done it?
A couple wanted to write a book with me, but...
Yeah. Yeah, some did that too.
Now, are you guys going to put your book in any contest in your area? Have you guys thought about doing that to see if it can win any awards?
No, we haven't thought of that.
Because I know sometimes, like, some places...
But that's
places
a good idea.
Yeah, do you guys have, like, a county fair out where you live?
Yeah.
So, see, sometimes the county fairs have contests where you can enter stories and artwork and stuff to be judged. So that might be a fun thing for you guys to do.
It's a good idea.
Did your principal say anything to you guys when they found out that you wrote a book and got it published?
They liked it, yeah. They thought it was really cool that we published a book.
Did they add it to your guys' school library?
I don't know.
No, it's not. They didn't add it to the school library at all? Aw.
Oh, no, not yet.
Not yet? Are you guys going to do any readings at your local library or local bookstores?
Yeah, I think we are.
That's fun. So what's been, like, the funniest question you've been asked since you got your book published? Has anybody asked you any, like, funny or interesting kind of question?
I don't really think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Really, that funny question.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes, you know, you get some silly questions with books. You know, kids. I just know sometimes kids come up with different things that you don't think about when you first write a book. Are you guys going to work on a second book? Is there any plans for you guys to do that again together, write another book?
Yeah, I think we're going to make a series called Magic's in the Air. And the next book is going to be The Magic Tree.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, are you guys planning on doing anything over the summer that involves writing or promoting your book, like where people can meet you guys?
Maybe.
Haven't planned all that yet.
That would be fun, though.
Yeah, you guys are probably focused on trying to get through school, huh?
Yeah.
So what's your guys' favorite subject in school?
I like reading the best.
Yeah?
Yeah?
And I like math the best.
Oh, you like math. Wow. So what books do you guys like to read? What are some of your favorite books?
I really like realistic fiction and fiction books.
Any title, like a certain title that you like or author?
There's this one. Oh, I really like Cornelia Funke.
Mm-hmm.
Is a really good author. And I like a book called Strange Wings, which is a really good book.
Oh, I haven't heard of that book. I'll have to go check that out. How about you, sir? Do you have any favorite book or author?
I really like the Gordon Corman books. And I love the Jan Brett books.
That's good. Did you guys, because I know my daughters, they at their school, they just had Dr. Seuss Week because of his birthday. Did you guys do anything fun for Dr. Seuss Week at all at your guys' school?
No, but kindergarten celebrates it. Third grade doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad because they have, like, crazy sock day and they get to wear the different Dr. Seuss hats. I was wondering if you guys did some of that, too, at your school. So they just do it for the younger
grade?
Yeah,
it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. So where can people buy your book? Where can they buy The Magic Fence?
It's at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
So they can buy it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon? And is it only in print, or can people get it for, like, their tablets or their computers?
It's only on print.
Only in print? Okay. And I'm just curious, so what was it like working with with your parents in getting the book published? What was one of the things that you guys didn't expect in that when you guys were getting that taken care of and sending it to a publisher?
I didn't really expect that it was going to get published. I just wrote the story just to write it because I like to write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I guess that's it. Yeah.
Did you guys have an editor work on your book after it was submitted to the publisher? Did you work with an editor who looked at the story?
A little bit.
Did you learn anything new about writing that you didn't know?
I learned that I like to write.
You like to write?
I didn't really know that I liked to write before.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of journaling? Like, do you have, like, a journal that you write in every day about what happens and stuff?
Sometimes, but not every day.
And I have a diary.
You do? Do you draw in it or do you just write in it?
I just write in it. Sometimes I draw pictures.
Have you entered any art contests there with any of your... with any of your drawings or anything at school or anywhere? Have you ever done anything like that?
Yes, I've done stuff like that.
Yeah, have you or you haven't? Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I have.
You have? Have you ever won any awards for any of your art?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe soon you will now that you have a published book with your artwork in it. When you colored the pictures, what did you use? Did you use colored pencils, crayons, markers, chalk, paint?
For the cover,
uh-huh.
I used markers for the people and colored pencils for the background. But
mm-hmm.
most of it I did markers.
Markers. Was there anything that you found hard to draw?
No, not really.
Did it take you a long time? Like, did it take you a couple of months to do it or a couple of weeks? How long did it take you to get all the pictures done?
About a couple of weeks.
Did you work on them on the weekends or after you got schoolwork done?
We mostly did it during the summertime. By the end of the summer, it was more up to the publisher to publish
mm-hmm.
it.
So you
yeah.
guys did this all through the summertime. So you had lots of time to work on it. That's good. So what fun things did you guys do during the summer besides work on your book? Was there anything fun that you guys went and did during all this time?
I did horseback riding camp. And they really and
I did swimming.
Yeah. Did you guys get any ideas from those things for future books too?
No.
No.
I thought maybe something happened that you went, oh, that would be a good story, because sometimes things happen, you know. So what gave you the idea for the magic fence? What made you sit down and think about this story to write it?
Well, our neighbors, they have a garden fence that they grow plants on. And so I looked out my window and I saw the fence and I said, I should do a story of the magic fence. So I did.
Now, do you two girls live close to each other, like on the same street, or just go to the same school?
We do go to the same school, but we're pretty close to, but we're not in the same neighborhood.
Not the same neighborhood. And how long have you guys been friends?
I think 3 years.
Yeah, I think 3 years.
So since you guys started school, you pretty much have been friends. Are you guys in the same class?
No.
No, but last year we were. Yes.
Oh, that's fun. Did you guys sit next to each other in class or no?
I don't think I remember. Yeah, I don't remember either.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners that they may not know about your book or that you think is something that that will make them want to check out your book more that we haven't talked about?
No.
And do you guys have like a website or a blog or somewhere online that people can go to learn more about you guys in your book, or just do they just need to go to like Barnes and Noble and Amazon?
There's a website, Halo Publishing, that you can go to.
Okay, so halopublishing.com.
Yes.
Well, it's been fun having you girls on the show. I'm glad that you guys were able to come on and share a little bit about your book, and congratulations on being writers and an illustrator, because, you know, it's a hard thing to do and just put your work out there for everybody to read. So I'm proud of you guys for enjoying reading and writing and art so much to share it with other people. And if you guys do another book, we'd love to have you guys come on the show and share about the other books in the series that you're thinking about writing too, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
you guys.
You're
welcome. What was that?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You guys have a good evening, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye. And then I just want to let our listeners know about some of our upcoming shows that we have coming up here at the World of Ink Network. If you would like to tune in to our future shows, you can come to blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network. And we do have a show scheduled later in this month on, oh my gosh, where'd it go? I just had it and I just lost my schedule, guys. Sorry about that. On March 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern, it will be with Marcia Casper Cook. She's going to have a co-host, Gina Kincaid, on the show. They will be joined by the Nighty Nights authors, and they will be talking on the show Let's Talk About Sex. So if you are into romance and erotic fiction, you can check that show out on March 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we will be having a Women's History Month special that will be focusing on horror writing. That will be Elizabeth Black with her guest, Nikki, I think it's Gerlaine, Lori Wolf, Serfinki, and Sophia Girone will be joining her, and that will be on Thursday, March 31st at 4 p.m. Eastern. So it'll be a fun afternoon discussion about horror writing and just kind of sharing Women's History Month as well during that show. So if you are into that genre, you might want to tune into that show on March 31st, again at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then, again, for those who are interested in having a web banner or being a guest on our show here at the World of Ink Network, you can go to worldofinknetwork.com and check out our services and online advertisement information. We've just recently updated our page, so we have a lot of new information there on the website. We also will be offering some online classes as well in the future for writers. So that will be a few things we'll be talking about. And then, again, Marcia Casper Cook and myself will be starting a once-a-month show on the second Monday, where it will be Promo Monday, where we'll have authors come on and read some of their books that are just newly released. So that will be a fun show that we are getting ready to have spin off at the end of spring. If you're an author and you're interested in doing that, just go to worldofinknetwork.com and give us a just contact us, and we'll give you some more information on that so you can be a part of those upcoming shows. And then Marcia and I will also be doing our show about the writing world once a month as well coming up soon. We are just trying to get some new things going for the spring, so definitely come back, and we'll have those shows for you soon as well. And we thank you all for listening to the World of Ink Network. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Follow unique in the world of ink.